Lucis Trust, a non-profit, non-political, and non-sectarian organization on the roster of the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations, and concerned with the establishment of world cooperation and goodwill, presents Inner Sight with your host, Robert Anderson. He, with Sarah and Dale McKechnie, President and Vice President of Lucis Trust, will discuss philosophical and spiritual topics essential to everyday life. Now here's your host, Robert Anderson.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Inner Sight. Inner Sight is simply seeing that which is always present but not yet fully recognized. You have within you the ability to see yourself and the world around you in a new way with new eyes. So stay with us, and together we'll look at the world and ourselves with inner sight. Our topic for today is the Festival of Goodwill. Before we get started, I just want to mention to you that we have a gift for you that we'll talk about later on in the show, and in the meantime, I'd like to give some credit to Alice Bailey. Alice Bailey is the founder of the Lucis Trust organization, and the Lucis Trust organization sponsors this show and the main inspiration for the dialogue that you hear on this show comes from the works of Alice Bailey, as does the following thought. Goodwill is humanity's first attempt to express the love of God. Its results on earth will be peace. It is so simple and practical that people fail to appreciate its potency or its scientific and dynamic effect. One person sincerely practicing goodwill in a family can completely change its attitudes. Goodwill, really practiced among groups in any nation, by political and religious parties in any nation, and among the nations of the world, can revolutionize the world. What is the Festival of Goodwill?
It's one of what are called in the writings of Alice Bailey three spiritual festivals. We've talked on past programs about these. They begin with the Festival of Easter, which is the great Christian Western festival of the risen living Christ, followed by the Festival of Waisak, which is the great Eastern Buddhist festival on which the Buddha's enlightenment is celebrated and commemorated each year. And the third festival is the Festival of Goodwill, which follows a month later than those first two. These three spiritual festivals are a annual release of spiritual energy, of light through the Buddha, who was the embodiment of enlightenment, of love through Christ, and at this festival of goodwill, of the energy of goodwill, or its more spiritual, higher component is the pure will to good. These are divine energies that are released each year into human consciousness. And the intention, as far as we can understand it, because we're talking about divine intention, is to gradually awaken these qualities within humanity.
And these festivals come at what is called the high spiritual point of the year, which is during the month of April, May, and June. And in the spiritual year, these are the real high point when the energies are the most effective and pouring into the planet essentially the will of God, to bring about the greater will of God on earth.
We are so used to thinking of invoking God's will for our lives, of invoking divine aid and intervention. That's deeply anchored in the human heart. But now, with the growing intelligence and the mental capacity and the skill in living that has been attained by humanity over the eons, this invocation of divine aid can also become a an approach of humanity towards divinity in the sense of offering cooperation, offering assistance in the working out of the divine plan on earth. Because, in fact, humanity is needed in that working out of God's plan for our world. We are the great question mark. We are the linchpin. And in these three festivals, we are demonstrating our availability, our readiness to cooperate, to become agents of light and love and will. So it's an approach to God as well as an invocation of God that is asked for at this higher point of the spiritual year through these festivals.
And we emphasize goodwill, the energy of goodwill in this particular festival, during the Festival of Goodwill, in which it comes this year on June 2nd. But we emphasize the energy of goodwill because that is the basic energy of love. And but goodwill is said as humanity's first attempt to express the love of God, for goodwill in its lowest expression of true love. Now, that's the only ability that we have to express love, is mostly in the energy of goodwill. That's about the best that we're capable of right now. And that is about an energy that really is the basis for all true relationships and building relationships, and that's where the emphasis lies.
I think there's a lot more goodwill that's being expressed and demonstrated in human relationships than we might realize. We witness it sometimes, I think, without knowing what it is. It's said in the writings of Alice Bailey that the first expression of the Christ consciousness, which is her term for the soul in human hearts, is goodwill. The first expression of the soul is goodwill. I think we see a lot of this. For example, when we think back to September 11th, there was the tragedy of the day, and there was the enormous, powerful expression of love worldwide, spontaneously emanating from human hearts all over the world as a response to great evil, to the demonstration of hatred. There was an equal and, I think, far more powerful response of goodwill and of love in the reaching out to the victims of the disaster, in trying to help people who were without a knowledge of where their family members and friends were, helping people get home. The man who emptied out his restaurant and fed something like 1,000 people who were streaming away from the trade center that day. He's just one example. And there were so many of people who gave and shared whatever they had. I think we have to learn to recognize goodwill in action, because it is all around us. And by recognizing it, we stimulate it. We give it power.
Yes, in fact, it's said in the writings of Alice Bailey that goodwill is love in action. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the interesting little phrases and keynotes that comes out of this. That goodwill is love in action. And it's the active principle of goodwill, and the active principle of love.
It can't be just a sentiment, can it?
No.
It has to be something demonstrated.
And that's the good thing about it. It's an actual energy that creates an impulse in human actions to reach out and to include and become more inclusive. And it takes away the self-centered focus, that it takes us away from that. And that's all to the good, because it begins to direct our energies outward towards others, and that's really what we're here to learn, the great lesson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an aspect of human relationship that builds bridges. I'm reading an interesting book now by a writer and a linguist, Deborah Tannen, who has written a book, The Argument Culture. And she talks about our society as a, in terms of the growing tendency for confrontation, pitting individuals against each other for the sake of a good, interesting debate. We see this on television all the time, the shouting matches that often revolve around politics, but they also can center on social questions, and the lowest of the programs end up with people rolling around on the floor slugging each other, and there is an audience, believe it or not, for these programs. But even when it's kept on the mental level of argument and debate, she's speaking out against this tendency to separate people, to pit them against each other, to make them combative, to say that every question has two sides and those two sides will argue and one will win and one will lose. When you think about it, all this is based on aggression and on the desire to overpower somebody who thinks differently from you, to get them to submit to your rightness and their wrongness. All of that is the antithesis of goodwill. And I think we see so much of it today. She traces it back to Watergate and the growing tendency as a result of that whole experience for the media to live as hunters, going after people in public life with the hopes of catching them, committing some devious act or planning such, so that anybody who goes into public life today is just cannon fodder for this whole argument culture. It's an interesting case she makes, and it really shows the need for goodwill.
For those people who just tuned in, you're listening to Inner Sight. Our topic for today is the Festival of Goodwill. And we have a gift for you. I mentioned it earlier, and I want to just explain it further right now. The gift is a pamphlet, and the title of the pamphlet is The Energy of Goodwill. It'll help you to explore this topic of goodwill a little bit further. And in order to acquire it, all you have to do is give us a call on our toll-free number. That's 1-866-695-8247. Just call up and ask for the pamphlet, The Energy of Goodwill, and it'll take you a little bit deeper into the topic that we're talking today about, which is goodwill. Once again, that phone number is 1-866-695-8247. The easy way to remember it is 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Think of 1-866-NY-LUCIS. LUCIS is L-U-C-I-S. Our website is www.lucistrust.org, and amongst other things, there's a lot of information on the website, but probably one part of the website I think most of you will enjoy the best is our archived library of all our past radio shows, with a multiple number of topics, all coming from the 24 volumes of literature written by Alice Bailey. And we also, by the way, have another offer for you today. I hope you take advantage of the following offer, and that is that, well, usually we tack on a shipping and handling price for those people who are ordering books, but you can get the book Ponder on This. I really began reading the Alice Bailey works through this book. I read Ponder on This, and what Ponder on This is, it's a compilation of extracts from all 24 books of Alice Bailey, and it's available for $16, and that's without the shipping and handling charge. So in order to get the discount on the book, the discount comes in the form of no shipping and handling charge, just mention that you heard the offer for Ponder on This on the show, Inner Sight, and you'll have to send a check or a money order to Lucis Publishing. That's Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. Once again, a check or money order for $16 to Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. And once again, free shipping and handling if you mention Inner Sight. And what we'll also do, too, is those people ordering the book will add the pamphlet that we're talking about today, The Energy of Goodwill. We'll put that in the package, of course, free of charge. And one more thing, we need to stay on the air. We would like to, and I know many of you like the show, so please If you're if you would like to donate to the show, please do so. Send all donations to Lucis Trust, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. Now back to our show. Alice Bailey said that goodwill is contagious. What did she mean by that?
I think she meant that the demonstration of an individual expressing goodwill can inspire others to act in the same way. One person, one single person in the midst of a conflict on a group level, a family level, an office level, or whatever, expressing goodwill towards everyone can inspire others to act accordingly and sow the seeds of resolution for the conflict. It's, I think, in a way, kind of miraculous. I've seen it done enough times by someone taking the chance in the midst of a conflict that's being quite heated up, taking the chance of approaching another person out of sheer goodwill and in the attempt to make a fresh start. And I've seen people respond abundantly without any hesitation at all. They are just waiting for the opportunity to make a new beginning. I think only the most benighted souls would want to hang on to conflict, want to hang on and preserve ill will. And there are a few of those, but we leave them to God. Most people want a better relationship when there's in harmony. And it has to start with somebody. Why not you?
Well, exactly, and everybody has the ability to do that. We have a free will, and we can will to love, or we can will to hate. But if we will to love, then that's going to start building relationships, and that's the whole task that we're here to do. And everybody can has the ability to cultivate the spirit of goodwill in themselves and eliminate all attitudes of hate and prejudice and bias and criticism, and use your soul-given talents to build relationships rather than tear them down.
One thing I'm confused about, what if we don't feel goodwill in our heart? Should we go ahead and express goodwill anyway?
Ah, that's an interesting question. We don't want to be phonies, do we? We don't want to be untrue to our real feelings. But I think it is legitimate to ask ourselves if our feelings, our emotions, in this case of resentment and anger and hostility, really are so valid that we want to preserve and hang on to them. Personally, I'm a believer in faking it sometimes just to get the pump going. You can start out in a situation thinking, I don't really believe this is going to work, but you can give it a try, and you might be surprised. Because you're not acting alone when you approach someone with goodwill. You're part of a relationship. Automatically, by approaching them, you're becoming at least two, if not a family full or an office full of people. So it isn't just your own effort that is ignited. You might find your own spirits and your own will galvanized by the response of someone else. So I would say give it a try.
And also you have to remember that by expressing goodwill, you are evoking the same from the other person. Mm-hmm. And you're evoking that higher spiritual soul quality of goodwill to come out. And and to see that it's okay, it's meant to be, and you'd be surprised about what happens.
And that reminds us that this festival of goodwill is a festival that invokes divine energy. We're not just summoning something up from our own emotional and mental natures. We are drawing upon a divine energy. I think this was the whole example of great beings like the Buddha and the Christ and other great spiritual figures. They demonstrated by the quality of their lives that divine energy can pour through them. It wasn't just the expression of their own personality, so to speak, but God's presence in them radiating through them that made them so powerful. Well, all of us have been made by the one Creator, and that presence, that divine presence within each of us is stimulated and comes to the forefront when we express love and light and goodwill. So it isn't just a nice human emotion that we are radiating, but we're, like you say, evoking real divine energy. And that's why this festival is observed year after year after year, to awaken on a massive level the enormous spiritual potential of goodwill. It's like a reservoir within human consciousness that needs to be tapped. And goodness knows, when we look at the world and the tremendous cleavage that exists between nations and groups of people, we surely need goodwill. Hatred and war aren't solving our problems.
No, we've found that out, and I think one good example of that is what happened after, right at the end of World War II. We realized humanity at the time, the leading politicians of the world at the time, realized that war was no longer tolerable and as a way of solving problems. So they became open to the idea of building something new, and that's why under this festival of goodwill, it is said that the forces of reconstruction, the energies of reconstruction, are available and pouring in. And at the time, back in 1945, that was exactly at this time exactly the kind of energy that was activated and was shown to be active in the founding of the United Nations, and pulling together those 50 nations, the representatives of 50 nations in San Francisco, working together, working through their problems, not letting these difficult problems drop down to the physical plane where it becomes violent and separative and destructive, but they kept the negotiations going at the mental level, and that made all the difference, and it lifted the whole question of building relationships right up into the mental plane.
And look at another more modern achievement, the European Union, how all of those nations have come together in goodwill, suspending their cultural and historical traditions in favor of finding a unity that will enable them to function as a real united Europe. They've had to let go of a lot of cherished traditions and preferences, but they have believed it's worth it to attain the unity of a united Europe. And there is another name for this festival of goodwill. It's called sometimes the Festival of Unification. And when we look at the achievement of the European Union, I would say this festival that's been observed for so many years is making progress. We see it in trade initiatives established between different nations. We can see many examples of great masses of people trying to find common ground. And surely globalization is demonstrating to us that, like it or not, we have to cooperate. We have to find some way to merge our interests and not just remain isolated in our own nationalism and individuality. It simply won't work. But the only thing that will make it possible is goodwill on all sides.
And I think we're finding out that we can build much stronger institutions in the world by applying goodwill and this energy and allowing goodwill to be the building blocks for the institutions, like you said, of all the trade agreements and the institutions and the political institutions that have occurred in the world since the end of World War II, especially.
I think a lot of people think that goodwill is something that you express when everything has been settled, past grievances and wrongs have been righted, then you'll be ready for goodwill. I don't think you can wait that long. And this brings up an interesting aspect that I think has to do with the divine origin of goodwill. It is of the future. Goodwill, as we mentioned a while ago, on its most spiritual level, is the will to good. The will to good. The intention to create or to realize good. And this aspect of goodwill touches on its salvaging quality. Goodwill is a means to save, to salvage. In other words, it can redeem the past in a way that trying to address wrongs and grievances head-on cannot. Because with goodwill, there's an inevitable reorientation toward the future. By expressing goodwill, you are saying that whatever has happened in the past, the future must be one of right relationship between us. And somehow when you turn away from the past, you find new opportunities to right whatever relationship has gone wrong. That's what I think is so interesting about the Geneva Accord, that is this envisioned future relationship between the Palestinian and the Israeli people. It has them focused not on the past and on everything that has been so painful, but on the future, a vision of a future of peace. That's the nature of goodwill, to look forward. And this Festival of Goodwill is observed every year worldwide as World Invocation Day. This year it will be observed on June 2nd, and we especially emphasize the sounding of the Great Invocation, the prayer that closes this program, which is now translated into, I think, more than 75 languages. So people throughout the world on June 2nd will be saying the Great Invocation individually and in groups. And the power of the invocation is that it invokes the light from the mind of God to stream into human minds. And it invokes love from the heart of God to stream into human hearts. And it invokes the will of God to guide little human wills. This is invoking divine energy to work through humanity for the good of the entire planet. And the Great Invocation ends from the center, which we call the human race. Let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Only through humanity, on its own volition, of its own free will, can the evil of hatred and separatism and selfishness be brought to an end.
If you'd like to receive the gift that we have for you today, the title of the gift is it's a pamphlet, the title of which is The Energy of Goodwill. We'll help you to explore this topic further. Just give us a call on our toll-free number, 1-866-695-8247. The easy way to remember it is 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Think of 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Also, we have a discount on one of our books. Discount comes in the form of free shipping and handling, and the book is Ponder on This, which you can get for $16 if you send a check or a money order to Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. You have to mention that you heard it on Inner Sight. You've been listening to Inner Sight. Now we would like to close with a world prayer called the Great Invocation. It's a call for light and love and goodwill to flow into the world and into our hearts. Let's listen for a moment to these powerful words.
From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into human minds. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into human hearts. May the coming one return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide all little human wills, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the human race, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.